It's my new favorite time of every week. It is time for you all to show me and tell me about your cards. I'm Paul Hickey with nooffseason.com, and this is the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, and we've got a great episode for you today. Quick shout out to Graybo's Sports Cards in Richmond, Virginia. Check them out at Graybo's _ cards on IG, graybo'scards.co online. They're a great partner. Don't forget to also get our premium content free for a year at nooffseason.com. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com to find out how to do that. We have an amazing sports card strategy show and tell for you today. For those of you watching on youtube.com/paulhickey, you're going to get the full experience. And for those of you listening on Apple and or Spotify or wherever you get your podcast, you will get still some valuable audio. So even though you all won't see the cards, you will get some valuable audio and commentary. Up first in today's sports card strategy show and tell is someone who's becoming a familiar face. He's been a guest a couple times on the flagship show with Kendall and I, and this is the second time that he's sharing cards on the sports card strategy show and tell from Texas Roadshow Shop. That's at Texas Roadshow Shop on IG, Mr. Chase Krim. Krim, what do you got for us today, my man?
Hey, what's up, Sports Card Strategy Nation? I'm Chase Krim with another show and tell entry. I did 5 cards last week, so I'll do 5 cards again this week. I am in front of Texas Roadshow. I noticed that the audio was really bad last week because we have really high ceilings and like nothing on the walls in the back. So sorry for the audio last week. So I'm just going to dive right in. Just had the first hockey show, I believe, hockey sports card strategy show. So I got a hockey card, a green PMG of Sidney Crosby. Why not? That card actually came in the shop. One of the best parts about owning a shop is you never know what's going to come in. So I picked that up in the big lot. Bought a couple PMGs. That's the one I still have left, though. Had like a Connor McDavid red and like some Ovechkins as well. This card is for Paul. It is a Magic Johnson NT Game Use Team USA patch auto out of 5.
The true GOAT.
PGS 9. Again, I mentioned it last week, but like on thick cards, even if it's an 8.5, like I'm fine with it. Unless it's like a super old thick card, I wouldn't crack it unless it's an 8, BGS 8 or below. But I really like that because there's not going to be a lot of Game Use Team USA patch cards. That one's out of 10. Michigan State guy for Paul, so hope Paul enjoys that one. Here we have a Transcendent Bobby Witt auto, gold frame auto out of 10. Also a PSA 10 pop 1. I know Kendall loves talking about Bowman Chrome. I do agree with him. I think Bowman Chrome is the most investable baseball product, but for the price of singles compared to the box, Transcendent, I'm buying Transcendent autos as well, just because I think they're super underpriced. The box is like $15,000, like on the low end, if not more, but yet that Bobby Witt raw is under $1,000. That doesn't make sense to me. So I'm buying Transcendent. That one's Bowman. There's Bowman Transcendent and Topps Transcendent. That one's Bowman. So here's something else that's cool. It is a T206 Christy Mathewson SGC 35 or SGC 35. Good condition, 2.5. I'm not too familiar with the SGC scale, but still a sick card, 1909, so what makes that over 110 years old? Cool, that actually came in the shop along with the, I don't know if that was with the PMG together, but. And speaking of Bowman Chrome, well, I didn't have any playoff basketball this time. I'll have some next week, though. This is my big prospect that I'm chasing, Emmanuel Rodriguez for the Twins. He just smashes the ball, and he's super young. Kendall doesn't like him as much as I do, but that's okay. That's the best part about prospecting is everyone can have their own guy. I know Kendall loves to talk about OPS plus last year. So he talks about OPS plus a lot. 100 is league average. And the max you can have is 200. And last year he had an OPS plus of 197, which is pretty insane. He had a walk-off grand slam last week. I believe he's just 19 years old, so that's someone I'm really hyped. That was an orange out of 25. So that's all I have this week. Paul, hope you're doing good. Hope everyone's sports card strategy community is doing good. I'm Chase, Texas Roadshow Shop. We'll see y'all at the National. Every Dallas card show we're going to be set up at. I'll see y'all there. Hopefully, I'll see y'all at the big hangout night at the National. All right, bye.
Big hangout night at the National coming up, courtesy of the Sports Card Strategy Show and NoOffseason.com. Thanks, Chase Krim. Great stuff today. Bringing the fire. Love it. And we will definitely see Krim. I love the Magic Johnson card, of course. That's my favorite. But when you get a sports card shop owner, sharing their cards on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, you get a great eclectic mix, some really cool stuff there with the card, the baseball card from 1910, the Emmanuel Rodriguez prospect card, Magic Johnson card. Let us know what your favorite is that that Krim dropped there. Be excited to hear what you guys think. And you know, when you get a shop owner like Chase and his brother Cody in Texas Roadshow Shop, you probably could all request them to show you some different things that come into the shop. So let us know. Let us know what you want them to show you. And we can pass that message along to Chase. You can leave it in the comments. Or you can hit them up on IG, DM them, or comment on their post at Texas Roadshow Shop. I believe it's at TX Roadshow Shop on Twitter. If I'm getting that wrong, you'll be able to find it, but it's abbreviated with the TX Roadshow Shop, I believe. So anyway, it would be cool to kind of hit them up and let them know if there's anything in particular you think it would be cool to show from their shop. But great work, Chase. Thanks again so much. Happy Thursday to Southern Soccer Idiot. Great to see you in the house, my man. Evan Bell doing a great job contributing content to NoOffseason.com now, doing a phenomenal job. Evan, great work, man. You are a loyal audience member turned analyst, just like Chad Gill. Good morning. More from Chad Gill coming up. He says, in high school and college, every sport I played, I always had to have number 32 for Magic. Showtime, baby. I did as well. I had number 32 in every sport I played, particularly basketball, until my best friend, junior year of high school, sniped number 32 from me on the basketball team. I was pissed. So what did I do? What did I do, true Sparty fans? I took number 24. You know why? Sean Respert, baby. And I know this next guy knows who Sean Respert is, a fellow Spartan. You guys know this guy from sportscardinvestor.com and marketmoversapp.com. The one and only Tyler Nethercott, better known as Teapot. Teapot, true Sparty, what do you got for us, my man?
Tyler Nethercott here, better known as Teapot from the Sports Card Investor and Market Movers team, and I am excited to explain to you why I bought these recent cards. You can follow me over on Instagram at Drummond Card Collector or at Teapot's Cards. Let's get into these cards. All right, first up is this Todd Helton SP Chirography Autograph on-card auto from 1998. Technically, really his rookie year where he finished second in Rookie of the Year voting. This is one of the all-time great hitters at least from his era. This guy was an absolute terror at the plate. He had a 372 season back in 2000, had a 1.162 OPS, absolute beast, certainly going to be Hall of Fame bound probably in the not too distant future, I would imagine. And I picked this card up for an absolute steal. Next up is this rookie 1998 24 karat gold out of Fleer Brilliance. These cards are serial numbered 224, some of the best looking gold refractors in existence. And this card is one of kind of a fan favorites for Lions fans back in the 90s. He had two kick return touchdowns in his rookie season. Awesome card. I've been wanting to pick one of these up for a long time of the 24 karat golds, and this one was in the price point that I was looking for. Not a lot needs to be said about Dwayne Wade. This is an on-card auto out of 2004 E-Tops. These were the encased, uncirculated cards that you could get in the boxes. I don't have a lot of meaningful Dwayne Wade cards. Still making up my mind what I'm going to do with this. I've got a colleague, one of the guys on my team, who is a big-time D-Wade fan, so this might make a gift, might get it graded, yet to be seen, but I got this for a good price at the Mint Collective. Very excited to get a D-Wade auto. The second to last card on the list, Mookie Betts, one of the most undervalued guys from this era, in my opinion. And this is his 2014 rookie card out of Topps Stadium Club. I'm a huge Stadium Club collector and fan. And this is his rainbow foiled PSA 9. This is Pop 11, just 12 higher with PSA. These are super sneaky, super hard to come by, and I was really happy to win an auction on this recently. Last card on the list, and what can you say? This is honestly one of the most stunning rookie cards in existence out there for a base set. This is from 2001 Topps Chrome Traded. These are the retrofractors. These things absolutely shine, like really unlike most other refractors. And you can't say anything about Albert Pujols. 703 career home runs. This guy was an absolute machine. 3,384 hits. They call him the machine for a reason. My all-time favorite baseball player. Got this card in an SGC 8. It looks nice in the tuxedo. A little bit of edge wear is really what I can tell. Caused some issues and slightly off-center, but really, really looks spectacular. Very excited about this card. That does it, guys. Special thanks to Paul and the Sports Card Strategy Show for asking me to do this. Make sure to use that promo code NOOFFSEASON to get your first month for a dollar. Really excited to share these cards and can't wait to see what you all have been picking up.
Yeah, you never know who's going to drop by on the Sports Card Strategy Show and tell. This is your show, everybody, but it's also the entire hobby show. Content creators from around the hobby will be contributing to the Sports Card Strategy Show and tell. Teapot, one of the high-class content creators. Love that guy, Teapot. Thanks so much for your contributions. Check him out on Instagram at teapots_cards. If you love his content, you're going to love him even more in person. One of the best guys in the hobby to talk to. Just a great person. I'm lucky to be working with him on the Sports Card Investor team. And, being able to meet up with him face-to-face in shows and talk about how great Michigan State is always a treat for me. Up next is another one of my quiet favorites in the hobby. You may know him as Golf Card Collector and the co-host of the Golf Card Strategy Show right here with me on the nooffseason.com Sports Card Content Network. That's right, folks. Get your winter coats out. It's Mike Lacusta. He looks like he's freezing. Mike, what do you got for us?
What's up, Paul? It's Mike Lacusta, the Golf Card Collector here, out for a stroll with my little one and my dog. I'm going to do something different for your Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Obviously, as you can tell, I don't have any cards on my hand right now, so I'm going to share my screen and go through my Ship My Cards account and show you some of the cards that I've recently picked up. So I'm sharing my screen on the Ship My Cards website. It's essentially a company that will hold your cards for you in the U.S. for international collectors, and then you can enjoy domestic shipping from U.S. sellers. So these are a bunch of cards I've either purchased from eBay or private sellers, or even some PSA submissions I've done, and the cards collect here. And then when I'm ready, I can ship them all back to me. First card in the show and tell that I'll show off is this Colin Morikawa PMG blue, numbered out of 25. I absolutely love this card. I am a Morikawa fan, but not as much as a lot of people who think he's kind of the main guy to collect. And the other card I'm going to show off is, actually, I'll show off this one. So this is a Steph Curry gold numbered out of 10. It's a draft picks set, and you can tell he's wearing his Davidson jersey. I absolutely love this card because, I mean, it's gold numbered out of 10. I don't necessarily care that he's not in his Warriors uniform, but the main thing is this Rise Above insert set.
This is a phrase that my grandfather used to always tell me when I encountered challenges or conflicts with people. He said, "Arise above the situation." My grandfather passed away last fall, so this is just sort of a special card for my PC. And that's it for my show and tell. As I said, I'm Mike, the golf card collector. So here's my Instagram, golf_card_collector. Check me out.
There'll be another golf card strategy show coming up in the not too distant future. Mike, thank you so much for your contribution to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Sorry to hear about your grandfather passing away. That certainly is a motivational card for all of us, I believe, here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. Rise above the Steph Curry draft pick card. Very, very cool. All right, moving right along on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. It's coming together. It's coming together. And you all know this man because he is a loyal audience member. What can I say other than Mr. Ryan Borusky? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? It's a privilege to be on the Sports Card Investor Show and Tell portion. I just wanted to introduce myself quickly. My name is Ryan Borusky. It's not Mr. Ryan Borusky. that was because I was too lazy to change my work account. So you can just call me Ryan. I don't have to be addressed by the formal Mr. Ryan Borusky.
Yes, but, you do, Mr.
I thought that was funny the last few months. So I just wanted to give you a short just background about myself. I'm from Pennsylvania. That's where I live now. I grew up in this area here, which was right in between New York City and Philadelphia. Grew up in a working class town. Played basketball, loved it. My dad was a gym teacher, so sports were always big in our home. My dad, when I was a kid, probably like, I'd say like 6 years old, 7 years old, he subscribed to this magazine called Basketball Digest, which I think no longer exists. But it was this great little magazine. It was all like black and white, and they had, statistics, stories, everything. And, you know, as a kid, I absolutely just loved it. I absorbed it. I would look at the statistics, try to memorize them, all that kind of stuff. And I had remembered that in one of these magazines at one of the time, you know, probably like 1986, 1987, my dad saw that they were selling star cards. This was before anybody knew anything about star, pretty much. But it was also in the lull where Topps stopped printing cards and Fleer hadn't come out with the 86-87 set yet. And it was in that period. And this is where, you know, the famous Michael Jordan XRC rookie card often gets addressed, you know, as being, you know, or debated as being, is it the real rookie card versus the 86-87 Fleer? It's always up for debate. But my dad actually ordered me 5 team sets, and I think he paid like $5 for each, so it was like a total of like $25. He ordered the Bulls, the 76ers, the Lakers, the Celtics, and the Houston Rockets, which, I mean, was like a huge, if you look back in retrospect, was a huge hit on just about all counts. But the one big one that I got, or the one card that, you know, came and that became kind of the center of my collecting, was this Star 85 Michael Jordan. Okay. I had this card. I sold it back in September, the end of September. I was new back to the hobby. I was so new that I actually went to Beckett to have it graded. Because I didn't really know which one to go to. And I remember growing up reading Beckett magazine and, you know, really buying into their authority on things. Not to say that they don't have any kind of sway in the hobby, but, you know, much of what I've learned over the past like 9 months has been that, you know, PSA would have been probably the better one. Anyway, I got a 3.5. You can't really see it. I'll show you in following pictures. But 3.5 on this card here, the XRC Jordan. And one of the most miserable days of my life was when I came home as a grade school student. I was probably in fourth grade, fifth grade. I had the Bulls team in kind of displayed on my wall in one of these sleeves. And the sleeve with the Bulls actually fell, and it fell, and it actually the weight of the top of it actually came down on the Bulls or the Michael Jordan rookie card, and it led to this. As you can see, it's not a great capturing of it, but you see this crease here. It really killed the value in many ways of the card. I remember like sobbing about it, and I didn't even know at that time what it was going to turn into. And I mean, of course, you know, as a kid, you know, there was wear and tear, as you can see some of the corners and the edges and things like that. It wasn't perfect anyway, but that crease really killed it. But anyway, just to finish the story, last September, I put the card on eBay, and I had someone contact me behind the scenes, kind of. You know, he wasn't interested in paying for it up front, but he told me to, you know, IM him. And I did, and this was crazy. I would never normally do something like this, but I actually met this guy at the Philadelphia International Airport. He's a breaker, I don't want to say he's a breaker for a living, but he does do a lot of breaking. He has a YouTube channel. I looked into him thoroughly before I actually went through with this, but I met him at the Philadelphia Airport, and we, exchanged the card for, $7,500 in cash. So I didn't have to pay any taxes on it, didn't have to report it or anything like that. So it was a pretty good deal. And that's about what the value was for a three and a half in that range. And it was an interesting experience. It got me back into the hobby. Not so much immediately, but I started just getting interested again in selling my cards and moving them and then going to some shows local. And I just wanted to say, you know, that's my show and tell for the week. I'll probably have other stuff coming up. But I just want to say thank you to all of you guys, Paul, Kendall, all of you guys that participate in the Sports Card Investor Show. It's really fun for me. It's not just about the cards and making a profit. I mean, that's a great part of it. But it's also about the people and the relationships. And I enjoy that a lot. And I'm really looking forward to meeting some of you guys at the National in Chicago. And yeah, thanks a lot. Take care.
Hey, Ryan, great job, man. That is a great submission to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Very, very cool. I think you really hit a lot of chords with everybody there. You know, the collecting as a kid, the story about your dad ordering Basketball Digest, ordering you the team sets of the star cards. The man picked great teams for you, that's for sure, and got you the Jordan. The emotional moment when the cards fell off the wall, creasing the card, but then the crescendo at the end, you still netted $7,500, which is not bad, especially because when you consider the joy of collecting and owning that card, it was artwork on your wall. It meant so much to you as a kid. And then now it means a lot to you as an adult to get $7,500 and determine it's your choice what to do with that $7,500, of course, you know? And that's the thing that I love about sports card collecting, flipping, investing. You can all do a little bit of everything within each move that you make. You know, Chad Gill talks about flipping to fund your PC. We all know I don't really have a PC. I just kind of flip because I love flipping. And Ryan, I would be very, very curious to hear more stories from you in the future. We are your community. All of us here at the Sports Card Strategy Show and nooffseason.com, we are a community. We are the community here in the audience. We are all friends. And I am not saying that half-heartedly or jokingly. I really, really do believe that. I echo all of Ryan's thoughts in that video in terms of the best thing about this being the community that we've built here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. We want all of you to be a part of it. For those of you that are joining new and are not familiar, I highly encourage you to check out more of our content. Email me at paul@nooffseason.com. You will find that I do reply to your email right away. Welcome you into the family here at nooffseason.com and want you to be part of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. So great job, Ryan. Obviously, Ryan and I were joking around a little bit after he submitted that video because he did say the Sports Card Investor Show instead of the Sports Card Strategy Show, but we won't knock him down for that. We're going to raise him up because technically I do also work for Sports Card Investor and it's close enough. And we all know where we are. We're on the Sports Card Strategy Show, not the Sports Card Investor Show, but we did have Teapot on earlier. So it kind of does fit. Great work, Ryan. I'm going to throw out some more housekeeping notes about meeting up at the National and about being part of a live Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell at the end of this episode. So continue listening. Up next, we have a new member to the Sports Card Strategy Show family, Iowa Dave. Iowa Dave is phenomenal on Instagram. You got to check him out. I'll drop his IG handle here in a second, and so will he. But Iowa Dave submitted a great video. Take it away, Iowa Dave.
Hey guys, thanks for having me on. Iowa Dave here, and I'm here with three cards from my show and tell. They are three cards from my childhood, and I love them at the time. But I'm also showing them because they are about the dangers of prospecting, what it can mean for today's market as well. My first one is a player who in 1986 stole 80 bases and hit nearly 30 home runs in one season. That's incredible. Imagine if Ronald Acuna did that today. It'd be amazing, right? I'm talking about my 1985 Topps Eric Davis PSA 9 rookie, which I picked up for like 10 bucks. Injuries derailed poor Eric. I actually saw him get injured taking a pitch once, and I am not making that up. So all it takes is a bad hamstring, a bad back like Eric Davis had, career gone. And he did play like 15, 16, 17 years, but he just wasn't what everybody thought. My second one is my favorite player from my childhood, Willie McGee of the St. Louis Cardinals. This is his 1983 Topps rookie and a PSA 9. Imagine if I told you that Bobby Witt Jr. or Julio Rodriguez would finish with multiple batting titles, nearly 2,500 career hits, a World Series championship, three World Series appearances, three or four or five gold gloves, and an MVP. You'd say, cool, let's go prospect now. This guy's going to pay for my retirement. Nope, Willie McGee cannot even sniff the Hall of Fame. Nor really should he. He's not quite there. But it just goes to show that he had this incredible career. He's beloved in St. Louis. He was one of the best players of the 80s. His card, just not worth much. And lastly, my 1987 Fleer Update Mark McGwire Glossy PSA 10 rookie. Do I really need to go into what happened with Mark McGwire? 500 plus homers, the first guy to 70 homers, nearly 50 homers as a rookie. But, you know, he liked to put stuff in his body. And now he's regarded as a cheater and will likely never make the Hall of Fame unless Bonds gets in first, or Palmeiro, or Sosa, or Clemens, or somebody else. So you can pick up all three of these cards, which I love, for maybe a grand total of, I don't know, 75 to 100 bucks. But keep that in mind as you're going nuts on the prospects today, because, man, finding a prospect who hits, like really, really hits, it's like once in a lifetime. So thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Great stuff, Iowa Dave. You can tell he's very, very knowledgeable, not only about sports cards, but about sports in general, and puts things together very nicely in terms of how you can learn from the past with your sports card investing moves. Iowa Dave on Instagram, at @Iowa_Dave. Great stuff. We'd love to hear more from you, Iowa Dave. Thanks again. You're getting love in the comments, my man. Chad Gill loves you. Oh My Shoes loves you. Great stuff. All right, up next, it's the one, the only. It's time to put on your shoes.
Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. My name is Oh My Shoes, aka Hunter. So last week I brought the fire. This week I think I'm going to bring the thunder. Let's get to the case. Just like last week, ladies first. First up, we have an Odell Beckham Jr., Topps Platinum, 2014, die cut, silver. She got this for $5. The guy had 15 on it. I believe Odell Beckham Jr. and Matthew Stafford were the first two cards she like ever grabbed. So I believe that was the reason why she grabbed this one. Very clean. We're sending this one off to get graded. Next up, we have the Gidster, Josh Giddey. Now, in the last episode, I showed you a Jalen Williams that my wife had gotten, and it only makes sense that she gets more Thunders players. Now, she believes Josh Giddey's going to pop off out of all those guys. So, next up, we have my son's card. This is this card that really got him and I back into collecting, or me back into collecting and him into the hobby. It is a 2019 Panini Revolution LeBron James. Really beautiful card. I mean, my goodness. It's just everything you want in a parallel looking silver card, man. It's an awesome card. What makes this card so special is that it connected my son and I. You can't beat that, guys. So, I have saved the best two cards for last. Now, in a few episodes ago, and I say a few, I mean probably about 20 episodes ago, Lefty McKee had mentioned somebody by the name of Bruce Brown. Now, Bruce Brown, in my opinion, is the number one six man in the NBA. And I happen to have a Population 1 select auto of his card. Now, again, this is only a Population 1. I got this for $15 free shipping. I believe this is still one of the most immaculate cards that I own. And I have some pretty groovy cards, per se. So, I have saved the best for last. This was my first PSA submission, and I'm really happy with the results. Drum roll, please. Boy, howdy. Guys, we got a 9. I cleaned this thing off with some pantyhose like Chad told me to, and unfortunately there was still like a small wax stain about right there, which gave us the Gem Mint 9. Hey, this is awesome. This is going into my personal collection. I love Jokic. He is going to stomp any records that are going to be coming up. He's already beat Wilt Chamberlain. It's to the moon with this guy, in my opinion. So that was this week's episode of Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. My name is Oh My Shoes. Thanks again, Duders.
Duder. Love you, man. We all love you, Shoes. For those of you who are new to the show, just get to know Oh My Shoes. He is like the star of the Sports Card Strategy Show these days. Kendall and I and Chad really don't hold a candle to the Shoes. Great stuff. And I have a lot of respect for Shoes because I've gotten to know him over the last couple of weeks. We've had some talks offline. And this guy has a lot going on in his life. He's a great father, a great husband, a hard worker. And for him to put together these post-produced videos for the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, mad prop, Shoes. Good work, man. All right. Love also that you said that card brought you and your son together. That's phenomenal. And up next, we've got a similar situation with the son and daughter of Chad Gill. This is awesome. Check it out.
Gail, and I am Chad Gill's daughter, and I am going to show you some of my cards. So the first one is LeBron James, and then I have Michael Jordan. Doing some dunks there. And then I have another LeBron James. Then I have Batcat. And then I have another Batcat. Then I have a Minnie Mouse. Then I have a Black Panther. Now I am going to show you almost the best Pokemon, Pikachu. And then here is Mickey Mouse. The clubhouse.
This is the clubhouse?
This is Batman. He throws weapons. This is Spider-Man. He can save people, and Batman can. This is LeBron James. Got another one. Then De'Aaron Fox. Then I got Michael Jordan.
Hello, my name is Xavier Gill, and I would like to start off with showing some of my Pokemon cards. This is Eevee. He can do really powerful smashes, like in one bit, I think. This is Squirtle. He can shoot water out of his mouth and it poisons you. This is Psyduck. He gets headaches a lot. This is Charizard. He shoots fire out of his mouth. This is Snorlax. He sleeps a lot. This is my last Pokemon card, Pikachu. He can do electric bolts. This is Spider-Man. He can shoot webs. This is Batman. He can shoot like those Batman thingies. This is the dog from Sandlot, the Hercules dog. This is Giannis. He's my favorite card.
Yes.
This is LeBron James. This is De'Aaron Fox.
Okay, so that was amazing. And I wanted to leave that one for last because no one can follow that on this show. I mean, Chad's submission in the past probably don't hold a candle to Chad's latest submission, his kids bringing it strong. And Xavier, I got to say, first of all, I never want to be the guy that has all the headaches, but I do want to be Giannis. And I can tell from your submission, Xavier, that Giannis is for sure your favorite card, which I'm all about. Great work to the youngsters today on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. Thanks, Chad Gill, for that submission. That was phenomenal. All right, everybody. This show gets me pumped up. I am so happy that we're doing the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell these days because the Monday show, the Sports Card Strategy Show with Kendall and I and Chad and sometimes the Duke of Southern Sports Cards, Duke Dotson from Graybo's, we like to get into it. We like to get into the investing, the flipping, the how to make money talk. But on the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, it's all about you, the audience. And so if you want to be part of the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell, it's super easy. All you have to do is email me at paul@nooffseason.com and we will make it happen. We will get you on the show. Now, if you want to meet me in person and be part of a live Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell in person, the first opportunity to do that will be Saturday, June 17th at Graybo's Sports Cards in Richmond, Virginia. Yes, that's right. I will be there. I will be there in person with Duke, with Ryan Fitz, with Gray Burnett, with the whole team at Graybo's Sports Cards in Richmond, Virginia. First of all, if you're anywhere near Richmond, Virginia, geographically, go check them out ASAP. Tell them that Paul Hickey sent you from the Sports Card Strategy Show. Secondly, if you can make it that day, Saturday, June 17th. Now, keep in mind, the next day's Father's Day. So what you could do, gentlemen who have kids, if you're lucky enough to have kids, tell your kids and your partner that, hey, I want to do this for Father's Day. I want to go to Graybo's for Father's Day in Richmond, Virginia. Let's do it. Let's meet face to face. I will be there. The second opportunity to do a live Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell amongst a bunch of other fun stuff is going to be at The National. So check out the National. I will be there from July 26th through, I believe, July 30th. I'll be there from the Tuesday night through the Sunday. The show, I think, is Wednesday through Sunday. There might be some things on Tuesday. Go check out, I believe it's nscc.com or .org or something like that. National Sports Collectors Convention. I will be there in a corporate booth with Tim Larson of I want to get the name of his company correct, because I gave him a shout out on Monday's show just by name. But what I want to do is Signs of the Times Vintage Collecting, right? Vintage Collectibles, Signs of the Times Vintage Collectibles. I will be at the Signs of the Times. Also, Vintage Steel Canvas Beer Cans are his companies. I will be at their booth. Shout out to Collectors Limited, who's making it happen for all of us as well. But Tim Larson and I will be at booth 3216. More details to come. But we're also going to have Chad Gill. We're also going to have Lefty McKee. We're going to be creating content at the booth. So come check us out. You can definitely be part of the creating of the content with us. And spoiler alert, we are going to crack your slabs for free. So if you're worried about cracking slabs, you want a professional to do it, I will be there. Chad Gill will be there. He's better than I am at it, but we'll both be there. We can crack your slabs for free. And if you're buying slabs at the National that you want us to crack for you so that you can submit them to PSA either at the National or when you get home from the National in a bulk submission, we'll crack your slabs for you. So just come to the booth, meet us, say hi, hang out. We'll crack your slabs. We'll have fun. Thanks. Chad Gill had the idea to do that. So got to shout him out. But Tim Larson, shout out to him. Signs of the Times Vintage Collectibles. NoOffseason.com Sports Card Strategy Show. Vintage Steel Canvas Beer Cans Collectors Limited. We will all be there at the National. So that will be your second opportunity. If you can't make it to Graybo Sports Cards in Richmond, Virginia, on June 17th, you should definitely make it to the National if you can do it. And we will be there. Evan Bell in the comments says, go to Graybo's if you can, y'all. I will be there. Wish I could make it to the National. Oh, My Shoes said, my youngest loves Pokemon and Pikachu happens to be his favorite. So great work. I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, I heard Lorelei Gill, I think is Chad's daughter's name. And then Xavier Gill is Chad's son's name. So one of Chad's many children, I believe. Two of Chad's many children. So guys, love it. Thank you so much for all of your submissions today to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. We talked about Graybo's. Don't forget to get our premium content free for a year at nooffseason.com. Just email me at paul@nooffseason.com to find out how. Everybody, thanks so much for watching and listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show and Tell. We'll be back on Monday with the Sports Card Strategy Show. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'm Paul Hickey. And rock music.